Learn the skill of simplification. Multitasking, inefficiency, and unnecessary tasks are now common. You might notice the signs: reading emails during a conference call, finishing a report at home, adjusting your schedule to respond to a colleague abroad, or spending time on live chat to fix a billing mistake. These are signs of complexity, which can make you feel ineffective and frustrated. Complexity drains your energy, making you work hard without seeing positive results. To find meaning in your work, get rid of a complexity-driven mindset and adopt simplicity. Start with what you can control and expand from there to build an effective, innovative organization where staff feel accomplished. Simplification is a skill you can learn and use, though many don't use it enough. Companies of all sizes can adopt simplification, integrating it into daily decisions. Leaders can become chief simplification officers to set the example and tone for their organizations. The essentials of effective simplification: simplifying something makes it minimal, understandable, repeatable, and accessible. Defining simplicity can be tricky. It might just mean getting rid of what's unnecessary. This raises questions about whether simplification can go too far and how it applies to an entire organization. For instance, one Fortune 500 company identified 18 areas for simplification, from design to travel, and from process to training. Effective simplification has four key traits. First, it's minimal, containing only the necessary elements to complete a task. No extra features, signatures, steps, hurdles, or slides in a PowerPoint deck. Second, it's understandable, using clear language that anyone can grasp, not just experts. Third, it's repeatable, relying on processes that employees can easily replicate instead of custom ones. Lastly, it's accessible, with no gatekeepers blocking the way. If any of these traits are missing, complexity creeps in. However, if you remove too much information, it might become oversimplified and useless. Simplification. To avoid common misconceptions about simplification, you must understand them. Your colleagues need to recognize a complex issue before they can address it. Start the simplification process with small, manageable parts, not large projects. Organizing is not the same as simplifying. Simplifying is a core principle that should be integrated into all operations, not treated as a separate event. The complexity monster. Busy work and technology fuel the complexity monster. The unintentional complexity of technology causes meetings and emails to take up employee time. Most managers can't find 7 hours of uninterrupted time per week. Companies lose about 10% of profits to complexity each year, according to the 2013 SAP Global Simplicity Index. Gallup estimates that 20% of people hate their jobs, costing businesses $550 billion due to unengaged employees. Complexity makes planning harder. Compliance and regulatory efforts, meant to protect industries, also add complexity. Many organizations use popular methods like Agile and Lean Six Sigma to boost performance and engagement. These methods can simplify complex procedures, but basic tasks don't need formal, sequenced approaches. To manage complexity, get rid of non-essential elements. Data is growing rapidly, but if your organization doesn't use it, it can be harmful. The Staples Office Supply Company's marketing campaign, "That Was Easy," worked because it highlighted the importance of simplicity. About 50% of business executives admit that simplification is strategically important. However, only 10% of corporations have company-wide efforts to simplify, identify, and addressing complexity issues. Your business might rely on complexity to achieve certain goals, but sometimes the complexity can become overwhelming. Be aware of the signs of a complexity problem: an approval process with too many steps, annoyed customers, excessive time spent coordinating tasks across multiple systems, frequent changes to rules and policies, disruptive processes like difficult office supply requisitions or long contracts, rules without a valid reason, overuse of acronyms and jargon. Recognizing these productivity killers can help you eliminate them. Implement a plan to simplify processes across your organization. Every category and task can contribute to complexity problems. Conduct diagnostic evaluations of your complexity issues every 12 months to identify and remove unnecessary complexity. Simplification exercises require all participants to learn a shared language that facilitates effective discussion of problems, simplifying workflows for a better workplace culture. Complexity is exhausting. Neither you nor your employees flourish from working hard without feeling rewarded. Simplify workflows. Remove the structural holes that prevent staff from seeing the big picture of cross-departmental needs. Be transparent so employees feel included in the conversation, even if the company doesn't adopt their ideas. For example, the CVS drugstore chain simplified its process for pharmacists to confirm prescription validity. Previously, pharmacists at over 4,000 locations did the insurance check after the customer left, leaving them unable to confirm information immediately. This led to long waits and frustrated customers. By changing this workflow, CVS improved the experience for both employees and customers. Simplify success. Fixing problems doesn't always have to be complicated. Take CVS for example. They made a small change by checking insurance at the start of the process. If there was a problem, they sorted it out then and there with the customer. Within a year, they rolled out this simple fix everywhere, and customer happiness shot up from 86% to 91%. Southwest Airlines has a genius business model. They only fly one type of plane, the Boeing 737, unlike other airlines that juggle up to 14 different models. This makes life easier for their mechanics, who only need to know about that one plane. Plus, they only stock parts needed for the 737, and if one plane is late, they swap it with another, making things smooth for passengers. If you want to simplify your own plans, the Simplicity Toolkit is your friend. It helps you cut through the clutter of rules and tasks that eat up your time. By pinpointing areas that need simplifying, coming up with simple solutions, and talking it out as a team, you can make your whole organization run smoother. Simplify to succeed. To make your company thrive, simplicity is key. It's not just about having fewer choices, but about making things easier for everyone, employees, shareholders, and customers alike. 1. Bravery pays off. Think of Dave Lewis, the CEO of Tesco, a big grocery store chain in Europe. When things weren't going well, he didn't shy away from making big changes. Tesco had too many options for customers, like way too many types of coffee and air fresheners. So, Lewis did something bold. He cut down on the choices by about 30%, too. Less is more. Being willing to cut back isn't just good for customers, it's good for business too. Sometimes, having fewer options actually makes people happier. And it's not just about products, it's about how we do things too. Like limiting the time we spend on phones and emails so we can get more real work done. 3. Results matter. When things are simpler, people can focus on what they're good at and what they love doing. So, it's important to get everyone on board with a simple plan. When everyone's working towards the same goal, magic happens. 4. Stay focused. Don't let distractions get in the way of simplifying things. Look at Dollar Shave Club. They started small, offering just 3 choices, and you know what? That simplicity helped them grow like crazy. 5. Lead by example. As a leader, you've got to walk the talk. Simplify your own processes first, and others will follow suit. 6. Just decide. Sometimes saying no is the best decision you can make. Don't get stuck in endless discussions. Make a call and keep moving forward. 7 steps to simplify your process. Following are the 7 steps to simplify your process. 1. Prioritize simplicity. Make simplicity a top goal in your strategy. Simplify everything. 2. Explain the why. Tell your team why we're simplifying things. Make them understand and board with the change. 3. Assign a core team. Let your own people handle simplification, not outsiders. Pick a small group to lead. Avoid individual ownership. 4. Take it step by step. Don't try to simplify everything at once. Work through issues one by one. 5. Use both generalists and specialists. Generalists see the big picture, while specialists focus on details. Let them work together to cover all bases. 6. Keep the process moving. Use facilitators to keep things going smoothly. Get everyone involved and pass the torch as needed. 7. Start now. Don't wait around. Get started on simplifying right away. Key points. 1. Simplification is a skill that boosts productivity by eliminating unnecessary tasks and complexity. 2. Effective simplification is minimal, understandable, repeatable, and accessible. 3. Complexity drains energy and reduces efficiency, impacting employee satisfaction and company profits. 4. Recognize signs of complexity issues and implement plans to simplify processes regularly. 5. Simplifying workflows promotes a better workplace culture and improves customer satisfaction. 6. Success lies in prioritizing simplicity, explaining its importance, and involving both generalists and specialists. 7. Start simplifying now, step by step, with a core team and transparent communication.